Hi everyone, it is now Serenity Now and not Crystal Lightworker. So for those of you who don't know, I changed my name. I honestly felt that it was needed, new energy to be brought in. You know, when I started Crystal Lightworker, I was making body scrubs in my kitchen and, you know, Reiki charging crystals, and I just became a Reiki master. And I remember when I made my Instagram, and, you know, this was like about 3 years ago, 3.5. And, you know, I'm not the same person anymore. My healing is not the same, and I don't do those scrubs. However, I plan on doing them, you know, for Christmas time, for gifts and whatnot. But, you know, I felt it didn't resonate anymore with me and who I am now. So I came up with Serenity Now, and, you know, it's so funny because obviously it comes, not obviously, because some people might not know, but it's a Seinfeld episode where Frank Costanza, you know, has this like epiphany moment where he has like a therapist, and they're trying to calm him down. And one thing that they tell him to say is say, "Serenity now, serenity now." And I just felt like including my name as like a spinoff where I could include what I was about. And I would love to, you know, have my name speak about what, you know, what I want to do right now, and which is help you bring serenity and peace now, and where you can email me or message me and be on your way to serenity, with whether it's my readings, my Reiki, my phone calls. You know, I felt like it resonated. Sorry, by the way, I had a coughing fit. Honestly, as soon as I was about to hit record, and I always feel like every time I go on live where I'm sending messages or channeling through, I will start coughing. So, you know, sorry if I start coughing, but it's just the throat chakra. So something I wanted to have a topic about for today was the app called The Pattern. So, man, The Pattern has been involved with my everyday life probably for the past maybe 2 years or so. I wouldn't say like every day, but, you know, I do have the app. I do plug in a lot of people, you know, that I come across just so I can learn a little bit more about them and my interaction with them. And I decided to plug my father in. My mom had been in there because I had added her. And, you know, I wanted to see a different perspective, or see if my validation or my feelings, you know, about them as individual people were, you know, what I felt. So I plugged him in, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is to a T, you know what I mean? And I found out that both my parents are extremely empathetic. Not like that's a huge shock to me, but they were empaths that took a different path. And those are empaths that turn into narcissists, or they have narcissistic tendency due to their parents who are narcissists, and then they offspring and have these children, and these narcissists become empaths. Because remember, of course, narcissists and empaths go together. So if you have a narcissistic parent and a child grows into an empath because of this narcissism. And, you know, the ancestral wound and pattern is there, right? And then this empathetic narcissist, you know, empathetic child who's born from the narcissist grows up and evaluates and sees how their parents are. And you, of course, morph into your parent, or you heal and you break the pattern. So these empaths who give offspring, you know, now are empaths turning into new narcissists again. They're carrying that lineage. But you have the choice to be an empath or a narcissist. And it's usually hard for people to maneuver that. Now, both my parents unfortunately took the narcissist path. They both grew into it. And they became selfish within it. And that's exactly what their pattern mentioned, especially about my father, was that he had the choice to be empathetic or selfish. And when I read that, I was like, wow, like, this is it. Like, this all clicks. This makes sense. You know, of course, me, I'm reading into it because I know intuitively, reading into the situations, you know, what was at hand, and to see that was just a good validation. But it gave me the perspective of my parents are caring souls deep down, and they're very, very empathetic, and they're actually very both sensitive to energy. And that's exactly what the pattern said. So it looks like I get a lot of my traits from my father. He picked up energy. He was the life in the room. He just drew an energy and had an aura about him. But he also felt like he was the center of the world. And instead of being empathetic, he took his gifts and he went the other way. And unfortunately, you know, he was not his best, highest self. And, you know, I'm getting a little personal here, but, you know, I think it's good to be personal. This is what I'm about. I feel like my journey is meant to help other people. I channel through and I give people like hope and different perspective, and who knows, maybe some others are very intrigued and I inspire others, whether I know you or not. If you're listening, then I'm doing my job, right? You know, I've even found some Reiki clients because they have found me through this podcast. So I just keep feeling called to, you know, make these episodes for you guys. So anyways, here I go about my mom, like the mother wound thing. But, you know, she grew up basically like all by herself. She was an only child. She was born from parents who were very late, you know, in their life, about to hit 40s, which for 1959 in the late 50s, that's, you know, pretty, you know, unheard of. But I guess, you know, there was some trouble there. But so my mom was born into this family, and unfortunately her mother had breast cancer when my mom was at the age of 9, and she did pass. Now, my grandmother was not in the right state of mind, I guess, from all the medications back then they gave you. And she would say things to my mom like, "Do you want a new mom?" And like just things you shouldn't say to a child. And all her dad did was work. And when her mom passed, all her dad did was work, and my mom stayed all by herself in the house. Now, she was really smart, but my grandfather spoiled her too much, and the way he gave her love was to buy things for her. Her lifestyle, her cars, she, you know, didn't have to do anything. And this, you know, really didn't help her develop in her life. And I, you know, I knew this at a very young age, but she was always given material as a form of love and never emotional. And my mom's a very masculine energy with a young girl whose mother died. There's no feminine energy around her. So when I was younger, my mom was not your typical mom. You know, she didn't brush my hair. She didn't tell me she loved me. She wouldn't even really hug me. She would just buy me toys and clothes and sent me to private school and paid for it. And my dad didn't do anything material for me and lacked in that. And he was selfish and would not, you know, give to his family, but he would give love and emotion. So that is where I have the feminine side of me is from my father. He was very nurturing. He was very loving. But unfortunately, you know, when I grew older, he was from a Muslim old country. So, you know, we clashed, and I ended up pretty much hating him for half of my life. And, you know, he did pass about 4 years ago. So I never really had a good relationship with him after, you know, I was probably 13, 14 years old. It was around high school time when I wanted to be an independent person and, you know, My father was just very controlling. That was also in the pattern too. So it really helped me to understand my parents. And, you know, I had been in this healing stage where I am not faulting them anymore. I am accepting them for who they are. Unfortunately, I don't talk to my mom anymore. It's been almost like 4 months, 5 months, and I just felt like I had to do that for myself. Unfortunately, we can't pick our parents, but we can choose to distance ourselves. And, you know, maybe we'll get back in touch frequently again, but for now I needed to take a step back and heal the ancestral wounds that she never healed. So talking to her every day is not going to help me heal, because she would chime in and say negative things sometimes. She would throw her own pattern into it, and it would influence me. I'm an empath. I never became the narcissist. I stayed the empath, and I absorbed it so much from her. I was like, I need to distance myself. And through the holidays, it is a little hard, but I hope to give people hope that they can do the same. If you have a family member that is crossing boundaries with you and not being the, you know, a healthy energy around you, you're actually like repelling your own blessings, and you're not able to grow, and you get like stuck in that stagnant pattern again. And usually what happens with your parent like happens with you. And that's where I didn't want to go wrong. I wanted to do everything opposite of them. And, you know, here's my throat again. You know, clearly this needs to be said, which is why I love these podcasts, because I learn new things about myself sometimes when you like listen to yourself, like channel through, and like all this like divine message comes through. It like comes through for me too, but it's for you, and I'm here for you. And my gift is to be of service to others and help them heal and grow. And we've all been in certain situations, but of course there's like a few, not a few, but there are a select very special people out there. Light workers, healers, starseeds, shamans. You guys are the ones that are in the midst of this. And some are unable to move forward in their path and essentially get left behind. And that's where I really wanted to make this podcast too, is I felt like I had to like gather a bunch of like listeners and have them like listen, because I feel like it's going to help them flourish and grow. Everything that I went through, I honestly feel like I went through it to share, because it could be like a manual for somebody and hope. And why I say that? Because I went through the very same thing. I remember like a few years ago, I was working at this like awful job and commuting, and it was just like, I was in a miserable energy, and the people around me were just negative too. So I was like surrounded by negative people at home, negative people at work. And it was just like, oh my God, like I didn't know what was going on. And like, I started listening to a podcast. And I think it was Lightworkers Lounge, actually, Stephanie. And she gave me like a lot of hope. I would listen to her on my car ride, to the job. And she just, it felt good to hear somebody, a lightworker, going through the same things I was and getting advice about it and being able to like listen. And, you know, I used to get that from my podcast when I was doing this more frequently. I had a lot of listeners, and you know, I wanted to start it up, but guys, I needed a little break. I was going through so much. It was like more like schooling, essentially, to get to where I am now, to then now be a teacher. And I do teach Reiki now. I wasn't doing that. You know, I went through, you know, a huge tower moment, essentially, and I moved on my own, and that's when I started teaching Reiki. And then I hit a little lull and I went back into healing mode. And, you know, now I'm back into teaching mode and channeling mode and giving messages to others. So I am planning on launching a program soon where I'm holding people accountable for their healing. So that means like multiple sessions, video calls, group chats, you know, channeled, intuitive, scheduled appointments with me throughout a course of 4 months. You know, payment plans will be accepted and stuff. I definitely want to make it affordable, but I also want to make people accountable for their healing and not just get one session like every 4 or 5 months. So you're, it's like you're just coming to me when you're extremely depleted and I have to work on you like 10 times harder and longer, honestly, because it took you that long to make that decision. So I'm doing it for myself as well. I do plan on, you know, merging, you know, my online business to my full time, you know, within, I don't know when, but there's a lot of changes going on in my personal life as well. And as a Gemini, I never stay in one place. I'm always on the go. I'm never bored. Not boring, that's for sure. So you Geminis out there, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's usually hard to keep us entertained, essentially, but I like change, and change brings in new energy. So in the midst of all this, look at where you have come and where you are now, and really appreciate yourself. And really know what you went through, because, you know, I'm a very resilient kid. I was growing up, and I had to be because of my lifestyle, dysfunctional family at home. And I had to just move on from things, and I snapped back, like, super fast. So, obviously, I'm primed and conditioned for multiple things to be challenged for me. Gotta love a good challenge, right, universe? No, but seriously, I feel like these challenges are meant to, again, help others. So look at your challenges and look at where you came and look how you, like, rose every single time when you fell. And that's why I chose Last One Standing for my theme song. My boyfriend, Jordan, actually sent me the song and was like, babe, the song is for you. I feel like this is like, this, they're talking about you. And I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, you know me. I was like, this is how I feel. Like, this resonates so good. So I was like, you know, I got to add it to my podcast. And he's like, yeah, that's a great idea. So I love you, hon. You are always so supportive of me. That being said, find a good support system, whether, you know, it's making sure you're with healthy, level-headed, grounded partners and not fake friends, your friends you've had for X amount of time. And, you know, I'm just so over that. Like, oh, I've been friends with this person for 10 years now, so I can't, like, just not talk to them. And then they have, like, abandonment wounds. And I'm like, oh, my God, stop. Like, you need to get rid of people. Like, if they're not supplementing you or they're not being genuine or they're not giving you the same energy back, don't keep them in your bubble. Don't keep them in your force field. Don't keep them on your social media. Like, what is the point? What is the point for these people that are not contacting you to be watching you? It's just sending evil eyes. And that's something too that I think is coming more to light. Like, I literally just had a friend text me. She's also my client. She's like, is there something going on, like, astrologically right now? Like, I just feel like I don't want to be around anybody. And I got to answer her back. But I was like, you know what? This, there is an energy out there right now where you're going to see a divide. And it's not going to be like vaccine people versus unvaccinated mass people versus unmasked. Like, that is how, like, the 3D is separating people right now. That's, you know, but there's, like, something underneath that. There's a spiritual warfare going on. Never mind bio warfare. There's a spiritual warfare going on. And I do feel like it's the light in the dark. And you're going to start to see people not wanting to be around people. Or, like, I've been getting more headaches frequently around people. Or I feel like, you know, I at my job, like, people just, like, flock to me. And they just, like, tell me, like, their problems. And, like, this is something that I'm used to, and I will absorb it. I will listen to you. I will make faces, and I will really get into a conversation with somebody. Like, I really make somebody feel heard. And that's also one of my gifts. And I do it because I know what it's like to have no one to talk to, or to be at work and you're going through like an awful breakup and an awful thing, or your mom is sick or something is like tragically traumatic going on, and you don't know what else to do than tell somebody at work that you know has a listening ear. It makes a difference. And, you know, to those who have listened to me, I thank you, you know, for listening. Really, I do. It was, you know, everyone needs someone to talk to. So definitely you're going to start to see people possibly opening up more. And these are the people that are kind of in that like negative, like dark energy, and they're trying to come out of it. And you have this like light. So they want to engage with you. And if they engage with you, they will absorb some of the light. So that's kind of like how you get people to be on like this like opposing team, rather. I know that sounds weird, but you're trying to help them see things and get them out of the dark, whether they're going through depression, anxiety, a relationship problem, something they're stuck on, or just feeling lost. And if you can guide them, the first step is listening, and that makes a huge difference, because that person will develop trust within you and you'll be a listening ear. And, you know, out of all my problems, when I like was going, what I say, cray, it was because I wasn't being heard, whether it was from an old partner, a parent, or a friend. They were unable to be that listening ear for me. And I truly think it's because they were not in a position to, because when I tell you, if I have a bad day or like my boyfriend automatically knows, and he's like, what happened? Like, you know, talk to me. And I feel bad because I feel like in the past people have made me feel bad for venting, but really, like, it makes such a huge difference. And, you know, he says to me, baby, you just need someone to vent to, like, I'm here, you know, you can talk to me. And that is a huge thing if you're going through a spiritual like awakening. It's probably best to be single, but if you're already in the midst of it, make sure you have somebody who is a healthy, grounded, healed person. It makes a huge difference in your path. You know, I've seen spiritual clients of mine and friends or practitioners, even including myself, where all I was focused on who I was going to be with, you know, and who this divine masculine was. And I wasn't healing. I was just, you know, it living in that like worried energy and that fearful energy, and the root chakra was just so off, and the sacral and the heart, and like, you know. But it took for me to be alone, to sit in my thoughts, to sit in my healing and heal by myself and not absorb someone else's crap. You know what I mean? Like, how can you heal properly when you have someone else who's way far worse than you are, and they're not even capable of healing? You know, they don't even have a healing cell in their body. So you have to make sure that you're around people that, you know, you can trust and that you can vent to, that you know will support you, and that are healthy-minded, healthy people, and grounded energy and healed. So evaluate who is around you at this time. Evaluate your friends. Evaluate your family. Plug them in the pattern. Find it on iTunes. It's literally called The Pattern. It is eerily accurate. You can even plug in relationships. You can see your dynamic. I mean, it's like, it's unreal. You can see their patterns, your patterns, and your patterns as a couple and whatnot. And don't be afraid if it says complex or anything like that for a relationship outcome. It's, you kind of want to see that, because it means you guys will challenge each other and help you break out of each other's patterns. And that's what this life is about, right? You know, this earthly 3D dimension plane is about cutting ancestral lines so that the future is clearer and filled and embodied with healthy, positive light and not darkness. Because we will never evolve in our spirit if we don't break ties and boundaries, and sorry, not boundaries, break patterns and hold boundaries. so that these patterns will not be repeated. And that is why I did go through a lot of the things that I went through, because it taught me and it broke me out of addictive patterns, codependent relationships, things I had seen when I grew up with the narcissism. And you know, it all ties in, you know, guys, like we're all the same. And you don't, no one comes from a perfect family. There's some dysfunction. And some, of course, have a better dynamic. But we all have our healthy and mature ways of expressing it. And some families are not healthy in that sense. But the balance is to find peace within the disagreement of life and being with somebody, is to keep your pattern in check while they're keeping their pattern in check, while you guys are both simultaneously keeping your pattern together in check. So it takes a lot of hard work. So I feel and I hope for the future generations to come that we're all breaking these patterns, but we have to break the patterns within ourselves first. You have to know where you came from, do some research, you know, start to evaluate scenarios and get to like sit with your thoughts. I don't really watch TV, guys. I don't have a lot of distractions when I come home, and I sit in my thoughts, and it's like I scan through the day, but I'm able to learn something about myself and my pattern every single day by doing this. And it's just by being mindful and having an intention with every single action that you have. That's the best way to manifest, by the way, is to have the intention and to say it out loud. Like, I'm going to have a great day at work today. I'm going to drive up to my nail place and it's going to be the best nail appointment. It's going to be quick. Like, little things like that make a huge difference. The universe is always listening and you are in charge of your own pattern. So this is something that everyone needs to know too, is you are in control. As soon as you're awoke to it and you've mastered essentially getting to know yourself. And to be honest, it was Reiki. Reiki helped me know who I was. And then I wanted to learn it and then teach it. So if you are that kind of energy, really look into Reiki. It changed my life. It definitely will support you and protect you on the journey, but it will also help you manifest. So it will for sure keep you grounded as well and to assist you to break those ancestral patterns. So do some research and even get one of those, you know, for Black Friday. I got like this like 23andMe kit, and I want to know exactly like where I came from or if there's any family, you know, that I could connect with. I would love to be of aid to them and discover more. The more you know, the more power you have. So this is my challenge to you, is to dig deep about who you came from, where you came from. And then sit with yourself and ask, is it healthy, the dynamic? Is there a pattern that they never broke that you're not breaking? And make a plan and really trust the universe on this, where wherever you make a bold move like that and a risk, you will be blessed. So if something doesn't resonate with you, listen to it. Listen to your intuition. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I had a lot of people like guilt me as if I was a terrible daughter. And it was like, wow, you seriously don't know what goes on. You know what I mean? So it will only resonate with you most of the time, to be honest with you. So don't look for others to support you in your decision. You have to just support yourself in it and just go with it. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You will be disappointed if you go against yourself and you are actively involved in a toxic dynamic within family or friends or even relationships. Please, you have to break it. That is the only way to break a pattern, is to have a tower moment with it. Whether it's breaking up, ending a friendship, or ending a family tie which is really hard. I understand that. But sometimes it's what's best for you. Is it best for what society wants or what everyone else thinks that you should do? Of course, but only you know that. Just don't feel bad for doing what you want to do. Don't feel bad for sticking up for yourself. And you moving different is going to bother people. Know that. Know that you being different is going to piss people off. And who cares? You cannot worry about that. It's not being selfish. It's being selfish against yourself. Of course, make the best decision for all involved. Obviously, if you're a parent, like, how can you just disappear from, you know, your counterpart? But that is exactly why. Make sure you have a healthy counterpart. Look at their ancestral ties, their patterns. Have they broken the pattern? Or are they in it and never going to come out of it, which becomes your pattern and then depletes you, and then now you're on your own negative pattern and this person's pattern that's negative. So do not tie yourself to somebody that is not healed and is still dealing with an ancestral pattern and wound. Naturally, not everyone's going to be 100% healed, but you need to look at the people around them. And that's where you will know if you should or should not interact as well. And if there's nobody around them, even better. Because just evaluate that person. And if they choose to actively be away or cut ties, then you know that this person is an authentic person. And they have valid reason. And they always do. I have many valid reasons for my non-communication with certain people. Whether it was friendships, families, or exes. You know what I mean? There's a reason for it. And if they don't understand it, that's their problem. But you are in charge of your, you know, you have to be a guard with your energy, you know? And that's where Reiki also comes into play with protection, you know? So for those of you who feel like they have some like hard ancestral patterns to break, message me. My new Instagram name is SARANITY.NOW. And you can find everything there. You can message me. You can book an appointment with me. And I can help you with your spirit guides and your angels, help you break those patterns and help you see where you need to go and help you formulate a game plan for your journey, for your blessings, for your manifestations, for your abundance. This is for you, your future children, your future divine masculine, your divine feminine, your future friend, your future soulmate. It's for them and for you and for the good of the universe. Because remember, when you have great interactions with people, your energy will vibrate out into the abyss of the universe, and then like another person will absorb it. So me being in a loving, happy energy and being mindful of it and intending for my energy to be like projected for all to feel, then I can inspire other couples in the 5D, the 6D, just by embodying that energy and having that intent. So I want you all to be in that position where it's like you're balanced, you're grounded, and you're mindful, you're aware. Just be aware of your surroundings. Follow your gut. Follow your intuition. If you feel like something's off, it is. If you feel like someone's having a vibe with you, they are. Look at their body language, their eyes, their movements, their energy. Like, you can do it. Everyone has that power. Just believe it. And again, if you need help with that, let me know. I can also teach you that as well. So again, guys, I want you to be at your best, highest self. And that's what I strive to be. And I strive to help others with that very same goal. So until next time, again, hopefully I will have another episode soon. But now I've just been not attaching like a date to it. I've just been doing it when I feel called to. So clearly I did today, and I feel like I have something stuck in my throat. And I did my job. So that is all for tonight, and cannot wait to record another one. Thanks for listening. Now you see me standing in-
in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice, or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight. I had to fall so many.